Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Destiny's Child on Today FM. That's such a vibe, isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
Ray. Love this song. Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Ray Foley, can I just say, you look gorgeous today. I love your glasses, bestie. Yeah,
thanks very much. It's a wine glass.
Sorry, go on. Explain the glasses to the listeners. You've got these gorgeous specs on. You look very smart.
I have lovely glasses. I've got two champagne flutes. It's not what I would call JP. I bought them on the internet.
They're
because,
gorgeous.
Do you know what's been happening?
Yeah.
Everyone reaches a stage at some stage where it's like you're reading. Usually at night before I go to bed, I'd read my iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
And I found I can't see it. I'm unable to see it.
Come here now. Watch
and
you
it's,
when you're.
It's usually the wine. And then there was one night I wasn't drinking and I thought I still can't see it.
Oh.
So I thought I'll order some reading glasses.
They're really cute on you. Seriously now, but I need to ask a question. When you're sea swimming, do you need goggles?
Prescription goggles. I wear regular goggles in.
Cute.
But you need to lick them and spit the inside of them. I know myself.
Did
you go sea swimming yesterday? You said you were going to go.
No, because, okay, I've got a proposal for you. Will you stay there? I want to run over. I've got a surprise for you, actually, Ray, because yesterday, you know the way you were like, are we friends? Are we besties?
Well, I said, I go swimming with my friends all the time. I'll take you swimming. Okay. I'd love to. And then there was crickets.
There was silence.
Okay. There was a tumbleweed across the studio.
Now, we're besties and grow more, okay? I want to go swimming with you. But also, I heard a little later in your show, you slagged me off. Anyway, so I'm coming over, right? Can you just hold the fort for a second
just
there?
Can't.
I'm coming. JP, will you start talking there? I'm en route. Okay.
Grant, you're coming over. Louise is coming over. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Speaking of glasses, why don't rugby players wear glasses?
I don't know. Why don't rugby players wear glasses?
Because it's a contact sport, guys. It's a contact sport. Contact. Thank you.
Good stuff. What have you got? What's this? It's my birthday tomorrow. I forgot until Louise Cantillon came in.
It's your birthday weekend.
What is this? Two dozen. I'm not going to spit on the donuts. Two dozen donuts. And look at you all. None of you knew it was my birthday until Louise brought in the donuts. And they're all here for free donuts for everyone. Guys, thanks a million. Jesus, that's so lovely. Louise Cantillon, the nicest person in Today FM.
This is a bit awkward because
I have
no control over what's going on now, Ray. So how are we doing on time?
We're all right.
Is my show nearly over?
You've got another 35 seconds, but I can't hit next.
Yeah, I know, but Hebe's got to do that. Will I sing you one more song, Serenade You, for the end of the birthday?
Babe, genuinely, that is so lovely of you.
I know
I was slagging you off yesterday. I know we're slagging off about being friends.
We are friends.
That is so lovely. Are we going swimming?
Yeah, when do you want to go?
I'm going to eat two dozen donuts now.
Yeah?
And then I can't
let that digest.
I can't take a risk on cramping. So.
Don't worry. Listen, you bring the armbands. We'll go goggles on. It'll be really cute.
That is lovely. Where'd you get the donuts? Were they freebies, the donuts, or were they?
Right.
Look at them. They're all just.
Find an issue.
You should see them.
I've got a good segue into the next song, actually.
All of the Today FM staff. Look at Hebe. Don't you rap me.
Okay.
What do you think,
Ray,
you are?
For your birthday.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Ray,
this is a talk show
this
now.
This is your song because, you know what, Ray Foley? We belong together.
We do. In the sea.
That's a bit weird.
Tonight is Culture Night. And my wife has got tickets for a Culture Night event in Dublin. Mm. Happen Dublin. My wife gets a notion into her head and she gets obsessed then. She's like, oh, they still haven't opened the website. So basically they said to get the tickets for the event, you need to go on the website and get them, I don't know, Eventbrite or whatever. You know these websites. So they still haven't. Oh, the website isn't live yet. Relax. They'll open it. They said they'd open it today. It was a few days ago. It should be open by now. Over there, still haven't. As long as you keep checking it, don't worry. You're going to get it. You'll get your tickets. So obsessively refreshing the page for the Culture Night. Tonight. There's loads of things. Are you going to Culture Night tonight? 0874 100 102. Is there anything you're going to? Anything special? Anything? Because there are buildings then that like our businesses or sort of artistic events all over the country. And there are places that might not necessarily be open all year round, but they'll open up a special place or a special event. They'll run something for tonight, for Culture Night. So she was obsessively trying to get tickets for Brown Bag Films, who, these are the people that make, they're hugely regarded, highly regarded. I think they've won an Oscar, or at least nominated for a bunch of awards for animation. For, they do also Doc McStuffins and Henry Huggle Monster, a load of Disney stuff. And they're doing an open night sort of a workshop in Smithfield in their studios in Dublin City tonight. So we're all going to that tonight. So there's going to be no shard. Well, there might be. Could I bring my own bag? Could someone ring Brown Bag Films and ask if it's okay if I bring drink in?
Is it BYOB?
Or will they provide drink for the dads whose birthdays are tomorrow? Hi, Ray. I'm 35 tomorrow. It's also your birth. It's also your birthday and Liam Gallagher's birthday. Yeah, and it's Groundhog Day.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's birthday tomorrow. It's a pleasure to share the same birth date as you two legends. I love the show.
Hey.
Hey, from Niall and me. Yeah, we're Christmas babies. This is what it is. We're the Christmas pre-orders. This week, it's everyone's birthday. This is the most common week to have your birthday. This week. Like, statistically speaking, there are more birthdays this week than any other week of the year. Because we're the Christmas pre-orders from last Christmas. Do you know what I'm saying? And Joey and Roscommon says, there's no way you're only 39. You seem to be around longer than Dempsey, from Joey and Roscommon. No, Joey. I'm sure it's on the Wikipedia page. 39. 0874 100 102. Yvonne's over there. Yvonne, talk.
Happiest birthday wishes, Ray Foley.
Cheers,
my husband Colin in Dungarvan here in Waterford. It's shining here today. He is 47. I shouldn't even say that.
Oh, he's going to be raging with you. Colin's calling a divorce lawyer now, Yvonne.
On Monday. But he does know his birthday is coming up. But the thing is, he actually doesn't know what year, how old he is.
Yeah.
So when he knows it's his birthday, it's like, how old am I?
I do that all the time. Mm. Not just about my birthday, but like if you're filling out a form or whatever, or if it's like just having a conversation, it's, how old am I? I'm not 43, am I? No, I'm not. I'm 39.
You're 39. Yeah. That'll be the answer to that one. Yeah.
Have a great weekend. Love the show.
Hey. Yeah, my wife knows how old I am, but I never remember it. I think COVID screwed us all as well. It's like, the couple of years of COVID there, we all were like, no, I'm not, I didn't age at all during those couple of years.
They don't care.
Hi, Ray.
Hang on a second. This is Lorraine.
Hi, Ray. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Lorraine.
So, it was mine yesterday. So from one super September sprog to another.
Well, this is it. We're the Christmas pre-orders. It took us 9 months to get here. I put in the order on Christmas Eve. Happy birthday, Lorraine. You having a lovely weekend this weekend?
Have a great day.
Thanks, babe.
Just let you know, I love the show. Hey. Sure, you're only a gossip in a 39.
Yeah, it's a 39.
See, slip of a thing.
It's all ahead of me, you see. So next year, I suppose, it's going to be the big numbers. Ting tings at Today FM. And tonight is Culture Night. To a man and woman that I have told over the last 24 hours that I'm going to a Culture Night event tonight, they all laughed in my face. So, what are you doing tonight? What are you doing Friday night? Oh, I'm going to a culture night thing.
Ah, you had a culture night.
But yeah, I can have a bit of culture, you know. The cheek. The absolute unmitigated cheek of these people that think that I, just because of my limited education and outlook in life, that I couldn't have some culture. I know.
Is culture kind of a bad word in Ireland? Like, is it a bit notion? You know, that lad's got notion.
Oh, he thinks he's got a bit of culture.
Yeah, he thinks he's clever all of a sudden.
Can I just say, I'm not going to the Abbey Theatre or anything.
The theatre.
I'm not going to the National Museum of Ireland or the gallery. I'm going to Brown Bag Films, where they make cartoons for under fives. And by the way, that's as much culture as I need, frankly, of a Friday night. Lynn says, I've tickets to see an open-air showing of Mamma Mia 2 at Mallow Castle this evening with friends. Oh, Lynn! What's the weather like in Mallow? It's fairly mild, isn't it? I mean, it's warm enough out. Fingers crossed it stays nice and dry for you. A couple of cheeky tins of Prosecco or a rosé out of a bag. Would that be an idea?
It's nice and warm. Where's Mamma Mia set? Is that set in Greece or somewhere like that?
It's one of the Greek islands,
A bit like that in Mallow today. 23 degrees and sunny.
Mamma Mia 2. I haven't watched the second one. I believe it's pretty similar to the first one, except with added Cher. Hi, Ray. We're holding a free open night in Henry Street Garda Station in Limerick.
What are you laughing at?
Limerick, you're a cliche. You are a cliche. You are doing nothing. Limerick, I love you. I've been to Limerick. I love the people of Limerick. I've got many friends from Limerick. But my God, Culture Night, it's the Garda station. You are doing yourselves no favours. You are a cliche.
I thought
Limerick, you've become a parody of your own self.
I was worried you were about to say, sure, most people in Limerick have seen the inside of a Garda station.
Again,
but that is an outrage. And by the way, my dad's family is from Limerick, so I won't take that.
Some of my best friends that are not in prison are from Limerick. Genuinely.
Genuinely,
Limerick, you are a cliche.
Do you know what? I'd love to do that.
You should. You couldn't have done the open day tomorrow when it's not Culture Night. You couldn't have done that, no? I'm sorry, Limerick. Hi, Ray. We're holding a free open night in Henry Street Garda Station in Limerick from 6 to 8pm where people can come in for a behind-the-scenes tour of our specialised units and the station itself. No need to register. From Aoife. Aoife, thanks for getting in touch.
Ray Foley.
Getting a little bit of culture
with
tonight.
Care Plus. Care with a K. Care with a...
Oh. A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2pm weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey.